You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On Thursday, our favorite Irish tour guide, Brian O'Noonoyne, is here to sketch out a new summer tour route through Northern Ireland with perhaps a side trip to Scotland in the mix.
And a very good morning to you all. God, it's only just after 7:30 in the morning and already I'm beginning to feel like it's going to be one of those days, huh? No milk in the fridge this morning to have my cornflakes, huh? And they're not the same with water. I actually remember doing that as a child. We were so poor. Times were tough in the O'Noonan household, I can tell you, when I was growing up. I had a tough paper round, as they say. Still, I have the big trip to Ireland coming up soon, and that's always good to cheer me up when I think about that. I'll be back to Paddy's Green Shamrock Shores soon, with a group of about 30 travellers with me this year. Maybe it's because I give classes about Ireland at BIPSI and LSUS. People always assume I'm taking college kids. Are you nuts? Sure, they're wild. And then I'm held responsible. No, really. The only people I take are, well, people like you, the average public radio listener. Though I still like them to be a bit crazy. It livens up the trip a bit. And the good thing is, I'm not held responsible for any of their craziness. Like, we do things like stay up until midnight. Ah, when in Ireland, throw caution to the wind and your knickers to the floor. Because what happens in Ireland stays in Ireland. I had a fair few people also asking if I would organise a tour of Scotland. Sounds interesting. And then others again wanted to know if we could go back to Ireland, only this time go up to the north. And that sounds promising too. And I was actually discussing this with She Who Must Be Obeyed recently, and she said, well, why don't you do the two? And she might be actually onto something there. Though, naturally, if it turns out to be a really good idea, I'll be claiming it as my own. You see, it's only about a 2-hour ferry ride from Northern Ireland to Scotland, so it might be easy to combine these two. In fact, if you were suffering from a woeful hangover on the morning of the ferry ride, sure, you could swim across, and that would soon clear the cobwebs out for you. The scenery in Northern Ireland is really quite stunning, and the only reason I don't go there on my original Irish tour is because we simply don't have enough time. And, contrary to what you might think, in Northern Ireland now it's very, very peaceful, and has been, in fact, for over 10 years. In fact, you're much, much safer in Northern Ireland than you would be in places like New York or New Orleans. We'd go and take a look at the Giant's Causeway, which is a World Heritage Site marked by UNESCO for its outstanding beauty, much the same way as the Grand Canyon is earmarked here. And, of course, we'd stop off at the oldest licensed distillery in the world, Bushmills. And then across to Bonnie, Scotland for some kilts, bagpipes, haggis, and men with impenetrable accents. Accents you could cut a knife with. But don't worry, I'm fluent in Scottish. We'd head off to the islands and up to the Highlands, which is scenery that would bring a tear to a glass eye. Nicer mountains than even the Irish ones are. Though, of course, if you quote me on this, I'll deny it. And apparently, they also distill some beverage that vaguely approximates to Irish whiskey. So I suppose I'd have to check that out too, huh? God, work, 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 work. So, do you fancy a trip with us? We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Noonoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.